The Irish Times, election 2011, independent candidates.
John McGrick, Cavan Monaghan. I'm standing as an independent because I look at the political parties and I don't see the choices that the people in Cavan Monaghan need. I see a political manifesto from Fine Gael that would raise VAT by 2% and see shoppers going across the border. I see a country spending 18 million euro every day in interest with no plan to get us out of the mess. And I don't see a credible plan to separate bank and sovereign debt. As an independent, my aim is to join with like-minded independents in the Dáil to, first of all, stop paying another cent or another penny into our banks. We can't continue to do it. The country is being bankrupted by it. For that reason, if elected, my first priority will be to identify the possibility of supporting a government on the basis that it reforms our banking system, opens up the market to new entrants, and begins the process of ending the disastrous policy of the last government. On a local level, we need to defend our hospital services here in Monaghan, and we need to prevent stupid ideas like Fine Gael's plan to raise VAT by 2% that I mentioned at the outset. Because if we don't have local businesses here and we have shoppers fleeing across the border to Northern Ireland, our local economy will be devastated. I will not be an independent who seeks to make local deals about opening new schools or fixing roofs or anything like that. My aim is to be a national policy-based independent. I will be a loyal and dependable supporter of any government that takes the right decisions on the banking crisis and on the economy. Those are my only two priorities, and people need not fear that they're electing another Jackie Healy-Raye, because that's the kind of politics that got us into this mess and it has to stop.